Joining us from Florida, it's John Kaminsky. He had a radio show here for a little bit, KGB, Kaminsky Goes Ballistic, as well as another show. And he's been retired now from the radio business. But what we'd like to do is I wanted to just bring him back just to say thanks for his efforts and get his, just kind of let him share some of his, I guess, knowledge relative to the radio business and what he learned and what he appreciates and where we can move forward and whatever else John and I have to talk about. So first of all, John, welcome back to Inside the Eye Live.
I think it's I've been coming on this show since about 2012 or so. I think it was the first one.
You know,
and might have been earlier than that. And I wanted to say right off, I loved your beginning. First of all, about the World Cup. First of all, I thought you were turning into ESPN East for a minute there, and then you started talking about the guests that were most unwelcome, which I was gratified to hear because I share that observation. But I also wanted to say that in the United States, it's completely different, that Jews have kind of gained the same status as blacks now, where white people of most maybe you should say uninformed, right, white people bend over backwards to treat the blacks nicely, and they do the same thing for the Jews, to the point where in normal company, if you say anything disparaging or negative about Jewish influence in the world, people inhale sharply and say, oh, how could you be so anti-Semitic? And as a result, there has been not only with the general public, but also especially in the media, which is largely owned by the Jews, that there is this increased deference toward the Jews, where if you say anything negative about them, they immediately say, oh, well, but what about all the good Jews? And that leads to a long conversation that I usually end by saying, well, first of all, chronicle all their negativities before you start trying to attempt to mention their good attributes. Well, let's see. There was one other thing I wanted to add to that. Now I think I've forgotten what it was. But I also wanted to send a laurel leaf out to Speak Free Radio for the openness with which they've treated the subject. And it's not just me and you. It's like most of the other people who are on there were quite open and quite vivid about their criticisms of the chosen people. And I always appreciated being among that company. Oh, it was one other thing, too. For the first time today, I heard my ad. I had never heard my ad before on Speak Free Radio, and they played it today. So finally, I get to hear it. And as long as I'm rattling on, I wanted to say some nice things about you, which is I don't know how you've done it for so long to fill up 3 hours the way you do with such relevant information. And I really appreciate it, and I'm sure your many listeners appreciate it, too.
And, John, there's always that level of creativity, you know, like, okay, let's start off with, like, an ESPN type of intro about the World Cup, and then you immediately twist it into an anti-Jewish kind of rib. It's like, yeah, this guy, that's a good angle there. So it's kind of a fun thing. All right, first of all, John, I want to say that I was on your show, which is now finished. We're going to get into that. But we did a show for you on August the 6th of this year. I got some good responses about that. They said, wow, John did a really great job with that interview. And you flowed well. He flowed well. It was just great chemistry between you guys. Of course, you and I have been working forever now. It seems like over a decade now. So first of all, people really enjoyed that show. So we're going to miss not being able to come on to one of your shows. But first, we want to say thanks for you actually giving a try. I know how difficult it is. I do it every week for multiple times.
You must know by now. Holy cow.
Yeah, I kind of get it. Now, I'm not the hogs out there that do, you know, 5 days a week. That's tough, okay? I'm not doing that. Okay. You got to get paid to do that. But, nonetheless, we do it, right? But, you did it for 50 shows. That is not a small number. For those of you out there, you can go on to Speak Free Radio. They have the podcast section. We do not silence any of that stuff. It's going to be available, John, for however long the website is up. So people can go back and hear your body of work. It was 50 shows. That's not a small number, when you think about it. And I just want to get your opinion now. What do you think of, first of all, the radio guys out there? Because now you did it. You're a great writer, John. You've been writing for who knows how long. I got to know you through your writing. You've influenced so many people through your writing. To me, you're one of the more prolific writers on this subject, bar none. But then you go into the radio. What do you think now of the radio business and those who actually do it?
There are more good ones than I thought. Farron Schoaf and Robert Revolt and Blackbird 9 really produced some tremendous stuff. There's a lot of empty heads, of course. I watched the Alex Jones show with Kanye and the other guy. What was his name? I forget.
Nick Fuentes. Yeah, Nick Fuentes. Yeah.
And I wrote a story about it calling the Three Stooges of the future. But perhaps I was treating Kanye a little light. I'm not sure he's mind control, though, because he's had through his friend Pasternak, has had some bouts in a mental institution where he could have got the right kind of programming. In fact, when he first went to DEF CON 3 on the Jews, he said, I think it was Pasternak who said he was gonna hospitalize him and he'd like never speak again or something like that. We haven't heard much from him lately. I think it was important that he said some of the things he said, but I became a little suspicious of him when he linked Jesus with Hitler. It was his way of the Jewish way of defaming both, and it made me think that maybe he was programmed by the Jews to do what he did, to put an easy target up there for them to exact sanctions against. And I think it really is an overview. I see a steady decline in conscious political comment since the latter days of 9/11, 2006, 2007. There's been a steady diminishment of constant comment about the Jews in the same way that there has been a gradual shrinkage throughout the 20th century of astute political comment, because it's all been slowly culled by the Jews to the point where now there are no television venues talking about Israelis shooting children in the head. And the way Jews have infected all of American media has left the general population believing in the goodness of the vaccines, the necessity to curb freedom of speech. This, perhaps the most dangerous thing, has been the shrinkage of the political spectrum on the electronic venues like Google and Twitter, where even the rich Jewish newspapers in their heyday didn't get to limit debate to the extent that Twitter and Google and Facebook have during the last couple of years, where there's been, it's like turning everyone into a robotic society, just the way they want it, and the issue of the currency being turned into plastic before our eyes and eliminating the last vestige of political freedom, I think, is the final step in that process, where all negative debate is going to be aced out by taking money away from people who don't say the right thing.
Yeah, that's actually going to be a theme. Also, we're going to bring up in the next these two items, freedom of speech and freedom of association, which includes basically being able to control your own money. Jews basically want to stop people from being able to have their own money. They want to put in their CBDCs. They want to defund, deplatform, simply because they don't like something. And honestly, I don't see how we can allow that to continue into the future, because it will destroy our society. In fact, as you know, John, on the geopolitical side, the Russians have come out and the Chinese have come out. The Chinese are saying, hey, look, why don't we use the Shanghai Cooperation Council currency? We can do all oil transactions in one. And the Russians came out this week and said, listen, we in the BRICS will devise a system that completely does away with the U.S. dollar. And the reason for that, John, as you know, is because these idiots, these Jews that control so much of our financial interests and our foreign policy, they want to boycott anybody that doesn't do exactly what Jews tell them, and that's weaponized our dollar. And this bodes so ill for the American people. They don't understand that having Jews do what they are doing is going to destroy their future way of life, because Jews become somebody you can't do business with, and that affects all Americans. And all Americans need to wake up to the fact that the Jewish control of our monetary system and the sanctions game is a national security threat to the American people.
Once you cross that line and cash is recalled for exchange of the thing with the four initials, what is that, CSBC, what is that called?
Central Digital Bank Currency, CDBC.
Central CBDC. CBDC.
Central Bank Digital Currency. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Once that happens, there's no way back, because all the merchants will go for it because they have to stay alive. And then the people who have squirreled away cash or even gold are going to be screwed, because the merchants won't be able to take it. In a way, it's kind of an extended parallel on steroids with the situation that exists now, where in newspapers and broadcasting facilities, where I'm a newspaper guy, so I always use that term, where newspapers can't afford to oppose the Jews, because the Jews will just go to their advertisers and say, hey, look, this guy's an anti-Semite, stop advertising with him. And the business, which is advocating freedom of speech, will probably go out of business. In fact, speaking of that, Speak Free Radio is kind of facing that in the future. Paul, before he had his emergency, and I were having a little bit of a conversation about that, where the time is coming where Speak Free Radio is going to face that, and it's not going to bode well for broadcasters like you and me, because we're going to be shut down.
Well, somehow I don't see how. Because
happen,
I don't work.
It can happen no other way, actually.
I don't work for money, so it's going to be harder to shut me down. You know what I mean? Because
I'm the same way, too. I'm still alive and well and still producing the same kind of copy. In fact, I wanted to mention that Veterans Today, which is an outfit that I have had problems with in the past, is running my stuff with little labels on it. And they seldom do this. It says, we're not responsible for all of the comments of our contributors, because I just put Psycho Patriots on there, and it's a little rough on our cousins. But they are clearly a Jewish website with people like Kevin Barrett on there. It's happening now, and I feel lucky to have been on Speak Free and be able to say the things that I did. Have Fred Loyster on there, and all the people who are really painting an unvarnished picture. But as you can tell by the people in Germany who they keep slamming into jail, no matter how old they are, it's getting tighter, and it's going to continue to get tighter until they squeeze us all into silence.
What did you find on the radio business? What did you like the most about doing radio?
The guests, talking to the guests who needed to be talked to, and the occasional callers who enlightened me with ideas that I hadn't thought of. Those are definitely the people I missed, as well as my confederates out there who, depending on their situation, doing as well as they can under the circumstances that they're facing, because everybody's trying, not everybody, because I have some gripes about a lot of people, but most of them are doing the best they can under the circumstances that they have. And on the other hand, there are those who bite the bullet and do what they're told, and I have nothing but contempt for those people.
I can't even imagine being that way. You know, what's funny, in my situation of doing 12 years of this now, or 11 years of this, I have never, ever been actually told by management to ever do anything other than just keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, that's very good, then.
Yeah, and even Oracle days, they said, Dennis, you're killing the station. It's like, what do you mean? We've got one of the most popular shows on the network. How can I be killing your station? You know?
Yeah, right. I'm kind of the same situation. Most of my objections go back to my days in the newspaper business, where I was able to carve out the slogan, in the newspaper business, your greatest enemy is your own publisher. And because you're always, there was at one point in the paper in Connecticut, I discovered that a very well-known person who was a heavy advertiser in the paper was harboring illegal aliens at his ranch and using them for labor and paying them nothing. It was a virtual slavery. And I let loose on him on the front page one day of an edition, and really got hell from the publisher that it was jeopardizing his income stream. So I dropped it and never pursued it like that, but it became a permanent boil that eventually led to my departure.
You know, the newspaper business, again, is we've seen it before. You know, they have their contractions. They're going through a contraction now. Like 5,000 Washington Post, which is a huge
number. Oh, I love to hear that story, yeah.
I can't even imagine 5,000 employees working in a news business, especially with the crap they put out every week. It's like, what are you guys doing? You got 5,000 people. Well, that's the best. What is this? I mean, and they're still going to have a lot of headcount there. But what do you think about the various contractions now? We had the digital contraction around 2021. Now we're seeing the legacy people really starting to take a hit. What's your read on all that?
Twitter. This is what's happening on Twitter. Didn't they lose 5,000 people? What were those people doing? They were working 4 hours a day, having sex at work, taking drugs at work, and receiving communications from the FBI as to what they could run and what they couldn't.
Isn't that amazing?
I think a lot of that has been stopped now, but I don't know if it's all been stopped because we still don't know who Musk is. And he's obviously wired into the world financial system. So anybody who's on that level has problems of being compromised in some way, no matter how independent they might seem to be. Like Trump, you know, Trump convinced a lot of people that he was a genuine American patriot, and they're naming streets after him in Israel. And you know, how he was a great actor, though, and he did a good thing on the border, because now opening the border like that has jeopardized the lives of every American.
Yeah, it's worse than that, John. It's getting to the situation now where, you know, the facts on the ground. Is that your phone, by the way?
It is. Sorry about that.
Okay, you might want to put that on silent there. It's kind of coming through pretty loud. Nice ringtone, man. You're giving away your ringtone there.
Well, so, as long as the duck doesn't start to quack, we're okay. Yeah.
There you go, or worse. So, you know, you look at what's going on the ground, of course, with the border, and this is clearly an invasion of the entire Western Hemisphere, including Europe. And I don't know how long. It's funny is that there's an awareness of it, but the mass people, they're just still in la la land. I don't know how to wake them up out of that one. You have any ideas?
Well, I lost my whole family already for talking about the Jews. And at the very beginning, I said, don't get the jab. And they all got the jab. And they're all still standing, thank God. But that story out of Washington that you referred to a little while ago, that's the classic example. These parents begged them not to use blood out of the pool. And 12 hours later, the kid had a blood clot that extended from his heart to his knee. And they wondered why he died.
Yeah, and then IATA is out there saying, well, we need to have the health industry decide whether or not we can travel or not. And like they're like confused about something like this. Like I just can't compute the stupidity at this stage. Honestly, I can't compute it. It's like, how stupid do you guys need to be? You want to give all the authority to these people.
I didn't go to a doctor for 6 years. And I have a good one now who's never asked me anything about the jab, which is fine with me. But I had been involved with the VA for a long time, and I couldn't go there because you couldn't walk in without without a mask, and you had to get the jab just to participate in there. And of all the lies that have been told, are the total cases of COVID, because the test for COVID has never worked. So that nobody has died of COVID, although people have died of whatever flu they produce. But it's like it's all about the jab, and the numbers now that are being suppressed by the government and by the government's control media. Todd Callender says 20 million, and David Martin, the guy with the bow tie, says by 2025, 100 million people are going to be dead from this jab. It's all from the jab. And so what about all the people in the medical profession who are participating in this scam? You can't execute them all because it's the majority of them. So, you know, I don't need to tell you this, but the situation we're in is far worse than even we can comprehend.
You know, we've seen this uptick, if you want to call it an uptick, because we've been at this game so long, it's not so much an uptick for us. But you have very powerful Jewish groups like the ADL coming out saying, you know, we need to go after people like Kanye or US, because if this ever takes root, this is very bad, and it's like confirms everything that Kanye is saying to people. But they're trying to now peddle this idea that Jews are a protected class, that you just can't criticize them, that even to say they have any power is, quote-unquote, anti-Semitic. To say you're against grooming of children is anti-Semitic. Have you noticed that every ill...
I mentioned that at the very beginning when you talked about all the foreigners' negative perceptions of Jews. In America, it's shifting in the other direction. And the reason is how Jews have gained ascendancy in all these fields since the beginning of time. And that's because they bribe people to keep their mouths shut, and people take the bribe.
Don't you see that changing, though? Don't you see that changing in the States, though, that people are really starting to have enough? And it's, you don't.
No. I think it's getting worse. Well, I think it's getting worse, and maybe it's just because I'm so far along in my evolution of perceptions about the Jews, where, you know, I have a really good friend in Sarasota where I'm going to spend Christmas, and he's a stand-up guy. He's got a good friend who's waiting to be sentenced for the January 6th thing in Washington, and he's just an all-around terrific guy, and he's saying, you know, he rides 100-mile bike rides with professional people in Sarasota, and he's saying, you know, a number of them are Jews, and they're real sincere that they're not ruled by the Talmud. And I tell him, take a closer look at all of them, because there are none who don't succumb to the power of the training that they got in their early synagogue days, and maybe since the circumcision at 8 days old, where they are tremendous actors at blending into the population, but when push comes to shove, they're Jews, and they're a danger to everyone. That's my opinion.
But, you know, with the Nick Fuentes coming out, that's of the America First people. You've got the Kanye West stories. Obviously, people are talking now about 90%, I think, of the Biden administration, 90% of the top cabinet posts, et cetera, are Jewish. Yeah. CDC, 100% Jewish controlled. FDA, largely Jewish controlled. Mainstream media, they haven't really made the click to the Jewish control there, maybe, but Jewish controlled. For me, it's getting out, John. I mean, compared to where it was in 2012, where you had to tiptoe around everything, now at least we can have a reasonably rational conversation about this, where you couldn't even do that 10 years ago.
I have to point out what percentage of the American population is online? And this shrinks every day, I realize. I mean, it grows every day. But the people who get their news from television don't know any of this, because they don't hear it on television. And this happens to include my whole family. Sure, they have, it's like they do emails, but they don't look at State of the Nation, or they don't look at, the West darkest hour or any of these great websites to tell you what's really going on. And they say, no, there's a, the COVID death toll is substantial. You need to get your boosters because they haven't been affected by a nearby death, which is a large percentage of the population. And I don't think so. I think given the, well, I'd like to be proven wrong, and maybe the numbers from the Washington Post indicate that I might be wrong, and the declining numbers of people who actually do watch television are another indication. But I think that it's like I live in a senior citizens apartment complex, and there's nobody in here online, basically, or not online for any kind of socially conscious purposes. And they don't know any of this. And this is 90% of the people in my apartment complex.
John,
don't
we're going
anything
in.
We're
going into a break, everybody. It's the Fetch Inside the Eye Live with John Kaminsky. Back with more right after this. All right, everybody, welcome back. We can't hear that final piece there, but welcome back. It's the Fetch Inside the Eye Live. We're not playing any bumper music just yet because we reset just prior to the show, but welcome back, everybody. Our guest with us today, former Speak Free Radio host with the KGB, Kaminsky Goes Ballistic Show. John Kaminsky's in the studio, joining us here for an hour segment, just to welcome back, say thank you for his efforts in the radio business. And John, I mean that sincerely. Thanks for your efforts. You did a very good job and raised a lot of issues that helped spread the workload. Took a little bit off of me, and you did some of that yourself. And of course, you've always been doing that, but you brought it to the radio sphere. So we want to say thanks for all your efforts, dude. Thanks for coming on for those 50 shows.
You've been a leader amongst the troops for a long time.
So let's see where we want. Let's go into Ukraine. You know, everything right now goes as we've seen Ukraine. You know, America's funded, I don't know, 16, 20, 50, who knows how many billions of dollars to Ukraine. The FTX scandal has blown up. This is either one of the greatest takedowns of a deep state play, or it is essentially one of the greatest cover ups. And it depends on what side of the table you're on. That's how you'll view that. But what do you think about the Ukraine, FTX, the money laundering, and the Nazis in the Ukraine, and how essentially the world seems to be revolving around former Khazaria?
I would say it's the greatest disappointment for me, in my mind, about the shrinking intelligence of the American people. Because it's so obvious that the United States went in there in 2014, bought themselves a revolution, gained the access to name the president. This was all with the approval of the Jews in Israel, because they have their own designs on that territory, which we've discussed in the past, Khazaria and all that stuff. But when the Russians acted to protect their countrymen in Lugansk and in Donetsk, and Biden reacted particularly by announcing that he was going to wage war against them, for the American people to fail to realize that this was a straightforward invasion of America or by America of Russia that had been planned for 7 years, and not realize that that was the ulterior truth of the situation. It's how could Americans be that stupid to think the problem was really caused by the Russian defense of its own people? And yet that's what has happened. That's what the media has promoted. And so we're trying as hard as we can, we being the United States, trying as hard as we can to start World War III, and yet the American public, thanks to Jewish media, is blaming Russia for defending itself. That's the greatest disappointment for me.
And the funny thing is that you hear the Nazis. This is what really kind of pisses me off, John, is this. That part of the world, all right, I'm talking about the Slavic Central European, because it is a European land. The people, and I'm talking about the Russians and the Poles and the Ukrainians, I'm talking about the people. They don't seem to get, after 70 years, they're still under this absolute genocidal culture of Judaism that is still destroying them. You know, they just opened up dog markets in Kharkov this week. You got to buy dogs now for food because they're starting to starve. They're already at the dogs level in Kharkov this week. And yet it's still the same Jews running it, and everybody wants to round and blame the Russians and blame this and blame Bandera and blame Hitler. Yet it's the same freaking Jews, and nobody in the Middle East or in Central Europe seems to get it. I don't understand these people. They lived it in a way that you and I cannot even imagine, and yet they still refuse to deal with reality here.
I saw some of that when Putin was cultivating the hatred of Nazi Germany, whereas the Germans hated the Russians for the butchery that they inflicted on them after World War II. And I started to think, I'm reading John Ware's Germany's War for the second time, and I've been through most of it. I'm going back over some of it to try to write something coherent about it. And I began to realize that atrocities are committed by everyone. Atrocities were committed by Nazi Germany. Atrocities were committed by the Russians. And actually, the worst atrocities were committed by the Americans, which are totally covered up and exposed by books like James Bach on the losses when Eisenhower starved all those Germans to death in a field in France that nobody talks about. But all parties are guilty of atrocities. And this is where the hatreds come from. And it's like it can't be resolved until we realize that all parties are guilty. And that's never going to happen. So the Jews make hay out of that because their main principle, which they have successfully conducted for many thousands of years, is to create conflict where they have agents on both sides fanning the flames, and they're not especially care that much about who wins as long as they make money from both sides, which is what they're doing now, because they're making money from Russian armaments, and they're making money hand over fist with the billions America sends to Ukraine that winds up in the pockets of Democratic politicians, which we've seen. And it's like there's been no reaction to that. And this, by the same token, when all those charges come out against Trump back in the last administration, and they spent Trump's whole term trying to impeach him, all they were doing was describing Biden's behavior and ascribing it to Trump. That's basically what happened. And yet Biden remains scot-free for all of the crimes that he's committed. So it's like the Jews are fanning the flames on both sides, trying to create the conflict because they make money no matter who wins. They do have an overall plan, however, and this is what most people don't realize, is that in the early part of the 20th century, the Jews managed to capture Russia with the Bolshevik Revolution. There's no argument about that. And ever since that Bolshevik Revolution, they've been supported by the United States and the Western bankers who wanted Russia to morph into a credible threat so we could have conflict between the U.S. and Russia. They also took care of China in the same way, which I've learned only recently, where the Skull and Bones guys from Yale went over there and tutored Mao Zedong about how to kill his own people. So what's happening now is they're making their same move in the United States, where everything that comes out of Biden's mouth doesn't make any sense in terms of the health of America, so that really I think at this point the total communization of the whole world can't be stopped at this point, because they're just, it's too far along. Klaus Schwab is coming out and saying China has the kind of social situation that we want, which is that individual people have no power and the people with all the money control every move they make. That's where we're at right now.
Yeah, regarding Klaus Schwab, obviously, I'm actually cover some of him more in the second next hour. China's got a lot of problems. You know, I haven't even talked about the Chinese. I might bring in the Chinese thing, but Klaus Schwab, the thing about Jewish things, John, is that eventually they all break down because they're non-sustainable. They're all security states. And how do you sustain a security state? It's non-productive. You know what I mean? Just becomes too expensive.
I'm sorry, Dennis.
Yeah, I just
they shuffle the deck and create a new situation, like build back better. That's a really solid social policy, eh? And it's like after that fails, just like after the COVID thing has failed, they'll come up with something else, and they have an endless succession of scams that they've been practicing for 3,500 years.
Mm. Yeah, I look at what's going on in Ukraine. Honestly, like you say, you know, they talked about the Nazis, 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 and I find this also a problem out of the Russian camp. Dude, it's not Bandera. Hitler banned Bandera. Hitler didn't even, the Germans didn't like Bandera. See, the dishonesty coming out of both sides of the press, that's where the problem is. It's just completely dishonest. And the people don't have a good foundation of truth to even base anything on. You know, Bandera, Bandera. Shut the hell up already. The Banderas were basically Bolsheviks LARPing as nationalists. They had the same policy. You know, there's no difference between these guys. You know, you look on Germany, like, what do you make for the hatred of the German people? You know what I mean? All this is rooted in anti-Nazi. But when you break it down, John, this is hatred of Germans. It's hatred of the central core of Europe society, European culture.
Yep. Jealousy. Yeah, it's jealousy.
That's simple jealousy, you think?
That's how it was all overthrown, because they paused World War I on the basis of mutual blame. And yet when they went to the Treaty of Versailles, it was all blamed on Germany, and Germany was destroyed and shrunk, and it took them 20 years to begin to climb out of it. But as soon as they were just coming out of the hole, Roosevelt was the one who arranged World War II, and they killed him when they got the chance. It's really weird. I said that to Gordon Duff once. Did you hear Gordon Duff died?
Did he?
Are you there?
Yeah.
Somebody mentioned that the other day. I hadn't heard that. They said he died.
I haven't heard that, but you know, a lot of people have. I've been hearing a lot of people are dead. You know, there's been tribunals everywhere. I think half of Washington D.C. is dead, and these are all doubles. That's the great conspiracy out there.
Interesting idea. I've always dismissed all of those things because Hillary Clinton's been executed like 8 times on Real Raw News, and I chewed out Russ Winter the other day, who has a wonderful website, WinterWatch. For him and Fetzer, did an interview with this schlub that runs Real Raw News, with David Zublik, who puts out the most fantastic stories that can't possibly be true. And I was worried that two relatively credible guys like Russ Winter and Jim Fetzer going on with this guy going to wreck their own reputations. But that didn't seem to bother him. He said, it was a good interview. And I'm thinking, geez, does anybody know what's going on here? It's all disinformation coming at us from every angle.
You know, Fetzer should be in heaven right now.
To endorse somebody like that, it's like you're ruining your own reputation. It's the way I figure it. And the same thing, I started to tell the story about State of the Nation. I don't think I finished it. They had a big piece on Khazarian Mafia. Was behind everything, and they lifted it lock, stock, and barrel from Veterans Today, which is a Jew operation, and that gives the Jews another cover story. It's like communist, Zionist, feminist, liberal. It's like the Jews want any kind of label applied to a subject that isn't Jew, and Khazarian Mafia is the quintessential cover story. And the minute you use Khazarian Mafia, you're saying, or you're admitting to the Jews that you don't understand what they're doing to the world. That's the way I see it. Not everybody sees it that way, but that's the way I see it.
You know, I would think Fetzer's in heaven right now, because Fetzer was all in on the JFK assassination, and we've had now a huge trove of information released. I would think Fetzer's like, oh man, I can revive this franchise now. He's going to go back and he's going to have all kinds of new stuff to start to add to his story. What do you think?
Well, he's got his hands full with the $400,000 the judge said he has to pay Lenny Posner for the death of his imaginary son.
You know, I don't know how they get away with that. Honestly, I don't know how they actually get away with that. Because
they denied him a jury trial. He asked for a jury trial, which he was entitled to, and they didn't give it to him.
Well, then can't he appeal that?
I believe he had. No, he appealed it, and the Supreme Court turned it down just recently.
See, I don't know how they can get away with that. That is a type of lawfare that we don't have the ability to play. You know what I mean? That's pure lawfare. It has nothing to do with any integrity. How do you defeat this type of lawfare? Because it's almost a type of violence that is, okay, I can't beat you on that violent side. So you almost open the door to almost a violent revolution against these people because you just, there is no law.
Said that. Yeah, Jefferson, I think, yeah.
Yeah, there's no law to defeat that. So the only we all know it's wrong, and the only way to deal with wrong is to just be patriots and do something that needs to be done. And maybe that's where America's headed. You know, I don't know, but maybe that's where America's headed.
Mike Gatti, my former partner, who was, I'm sorry we didn't get along, and maybe we still don't get along, but I understand him a lot better. Mike Gatti has a perfect explanation of that. It was set up that way at the very beginning, where you get, make the judges in charge. The judges are appointed by the leaders, and you can get anything done that you want to get done. So it's not an equitable system. It's a corrupt system, and it was from the outset, from Alexander Hamilton.
Well, you know, anyway, a lot of people would disagree with that. They're saying, look, this place is supposed to be buying for the people, and the people need to just take it back. And I would think what we see happening with the school boards and stuff, these are just the start of it. I'm of the frame of mind, John, at this stage, that the day comes when these people can't walk the streets, especially with the amount of deaths they've done through their COVID game.
I hope you're right.
I don't know who that guy, Twitter, the safety guy, the gay guy that was supposed to be handling the safety, who this week was forced out of his house. It just became too impossible, I guess, once he got doxxed about what he was doing to the American people at Twitter. He had to leave his house, they say. You know, it's just too dangerous for him. And I'm saying that's how it should be.
Right. That's appropriate. That's a good sign.
Yeah, that's how that's where it should go. You wanna declare war on the American people, which is what you did, then okay, accept it. But we're gonna fight it on our terms, not your terms. Because they can't.
Well, that has to happen at Biden's house.
Yeah, it needs to happen across the whole spectrum. And I think that's why you hear Jews talking about how white supremacists and white nationalism is such a danger to our democracy. Yeah, because your democracy is a mockery of everything else. We live in a mockery of
it. But that makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, it's just they're making a mockery of us. Okay, fine. Then if it gets to that point, okay, challenge accepted. And, of course, people say, well, that's what the deep state wants. They want all this death and destruction. Well, you know, patience. You know what? This isn't going to happen in due time. You know what I mean? Or it's not going to happen out of phase. You know what I mean? It will be brought about when the time is right. And I think they're deathly afraid of that. Frankly, that's why they want everybody's guns, John. They just want to take away and control a toothless society. I don't know about your beliefs on that, but I think they're looking for a toothless society.
Central bank digital currency. Once that's in, I don't see how we're getting out of that.
You would just have to just come in and just make that obsolete. Say, I'm sorry, but this is no longer accepted in our part of the country.
I think
that's what you'd have to do. Yeah, you would have to just say, this is no longer accepted. I'm sorry, but if you use CBDC, you may be canceled. We're not going to accept this. And if you want to impose that, then, what BLM did was nice. You know what I mean? We're not going to accept this level of treason.
Dennis, thank you for all the wonderful work you've done.
No. Thank you. You know, I just throw things out. We have to think outside the box, John, because if we don't, there's no solutions. Because they've done a great job boxing this up very nice for the American people. And fortunately, there's still enough smart people out there. We got a lot of idiots out there, but maybe they're not going to last through this COVID culling, if you want to call it that, you know? So you're going to have the really smart people left. And when you think about it, this deep state has a lot of stupid people working for it. They really do.
This is true.
They're just dumb. So, okay, you're going to pit really smart people, people who survived, against a really dumb political apparatus. And as Ed Dowd said earlier, some of these people are going to realize they got played, they got betrayed, and they're going to turn also. So, John, it's a huge war, man. we're in a big battle. We've been at this for 10, 12 years. So not a time to give up. I'm sorry. Just it's not a time 20, to give up.
20 years now. It's 20.
20 years. Yeah, actually, I have since late 2000. Yeah, it's been 20 years. Early 2000. 9/11. Yeah. Yeah. So, 9/11. Yeah, it is. Wow, 20 years already. 9/11 was 20 years ago.
Yeah, 23.
That's amazing. And nothing ever happened.
No, nothing.
Except for Purim.
The Jews got rich. The Jews got rich, and the kids are growing up thinking it was Arab terrorists.
And then you had the financial crisis of 2008. They got rich again.
Yep, they did.
Then you got COVID 2020, and they got rich again.
Extra rich.
And it's like, okay, when are you guys going to wake up?
I think the answer is we're not.
I don't know. I see a different story, John. I think we have a huge percentage, 60-70% won't wake up. You know what I mean? To the degree that needs. But I think you can get an 8-20% core.
You said that after 9/11.
9/11, I wasn't so sure. You know, but this was all, you know, as my friends say, we talk a lot about what's, you know, this is for all the marbles. And we weren't convinced 9/11 was for all the marbles. But we are convinced the COVID and the biomedical terrorism scam is for all the marbles. And they proved it. They shut down the entire...
Wait till the death toll is finally tabulated. I just think I'm dying to get an official, and I'll never get one, an official tabulation of COVID vaccine deaths. You know, I keep looking around. I see all these astonishing estimates. 20 million, 100 million. How many million? It's been more than a million. That should be enough since the previous record that caused a vaccine to be withdrawn, which was SARS, in 2013 was 35, and they stopped giving it. And we've got many millions of deaths now, and they're still giving it.
You know, the CDC, I keep bringing this up, 1.1 million Americans now dead from this thing. Over 113,000, right around 115,000 children under the age of 17. This is a murder of the American people that is astounding. Yeah. This is a mass attack on the American people. And
my sister's still getting her boosters.
How do they survive? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
How do they survive?
They seem to be doing pretty well. They're in their 80s. They seem to be clicking right along. They get the, you know, ailments every now and then, but they're still playing Rubik's Cube and all that other stuff. I think it's been the same all the way down through time, where there's been one atrocity after another that is masked by the media, and life does go on with some people surviving, thinking everything is normal. And I think that's where we're at right now. There are people who still think everything is normal. They think those funny things in the sky are just normal clouds.
Well, that's unbelievable.
Honestly,
that is unbelievable. That, you know, you'll see this now on kids' games, you know, where they actually put the chemtrails in the sky, that this is right. Like normal. They tried. This is what really is the next step we need to think about a little bit, because human consciousness will take over from there, is how to reverse the normalization of all of this stuff, from the pedophilia to the vaccine deaths. They are very successful with sudden infant death syndrome. You know, they normalize that very, very effectively. Can they and will they be able to normalize the mass murder by the vaccines? I think that's the telling story over the next 2 to 3 years.
Yep, I think you're right.
John, you got about 40 seconds. Just go ahead and share what you want. You got 40 seconds. Open floor.
Just keep doing what you're doing, Dennis. And it's an incremental thing where you gotta get one person at a time, and that's not enough to overcome the handicap that we have. But there's no other way to do it, because otherwise, if you try to get groups at the same time, you get people nodding. Then when they walk out of the hall, they forget what you said. That's it.
How are you doing with your writing? You're still writing out there, and how do people find you?
Oh, yeah. I got a piece on veterans today, and they got a little label on it saying, this doesn't necessarily reflect the views of the publisher. I love that stuff. Patriots, what was it? Psycho-patriots, that's what it was. All How right. can anybody be an American patriot with all the crimes that we've committed?
I'll tell you, it's not easy being an ambassador. John, with that, we are officially out of time. You can't hear the break.
Thank
it
you,
should
Dennis.
Be just about flying. Thank Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it again. Thanks for all your work, John.
Best of luck.
All righty. Thanks. That's John Kaminsky.